أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا أئذا ضللنا في الأرض أئنا لفي خلق جديد بل هم بلقاء ربهم كافرون. قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي وكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about His Qudrat, His might, His power, and especially in the creation of insan, of man, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created and proportioned man. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا أَئِذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, the disbelievers say that when we disappear in the land, in the earth, that is, we die and then we are buried into the earth, and then suddenly we will find that our bodies will decompose and everything gets mixed up with the earth, etc. And then, أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, then what is it, how is it possible that we become a new creation, and that is to stand up and to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a brief portion of the objection. They disbelief in the hereafter, standing up on the day of Qiyamah, whether there is a Qiyamah or not, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not discuss. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just speaking about one part of an objection that they have, that how is it possible that when man's body is decomposed, how is it possible that he will stand? No response in the initial stages from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but just a very brief response. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. The reality and the truth of it is that they are disbelievers with regard to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not believe that man will be resurrected. They do not believe that man will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. They do not believe in the accountability of the day of Qiyamah. And that is the truth and the reality. And that is why they speak about all these issues and they raise these objections. But going further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a very profound response to these kinds of beliefs of the disbelievers. And perhaps, although it may be a response to them, but it is something for you and I also to take heed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the angel of death, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, yatawaffakum, will take you wholly and fully, alladhi wukila bikum, that angel of death that has been responsible for you, he has been appointed over you to take your soul, to extract your soul from your bodies, and when that happens, thumma ila rabbikum turja'un, then all of you will be returned to your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now to correlate this response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the original objection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to initially show them, and as a matter of fact all of us, is that maut doesn't just happen like that. And maut doesn't just happen like that means that life also doesn't just happen like that. But the reality of it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the essence of the life of man within man, and that is the ruh and the soul. When the ruh or the soul has come into man, man has life. And death doesn't happen automatically, but it is the extraction of this ruh that takes place. When the ruh is extracted, then man is dead, and obviously death overcomes a person. And that extraction also doesn't happen like that, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has appointed Malakul Maut, the angel of death, and like that, in other ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about not only Malakul Maut coming, but a host of angels coming with Malakul Maut for the extraction of this ruh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response to the disbeliever is in the first and the initial stages is this, that this death also doesn't happen like that, but this is a very fine and unique technique that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used, a unique system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed. And hence, if you can understand that it is the extraction of the ruh that creates death, then how much more difficult can it be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give life on the day of Qiyamah? Now with regards to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the system of maut and the system of death. To this extent we find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once visiting a Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person was terminally ill. He was on the last lap of his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes there, and behind his head, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Malakul Maut, the angel of death. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engages with him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a request, and he was rahmatul lil alameen, of course. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Malakul Maut, Malakul Maut, you are going to take the ruh of this ummati of mine, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so be kind and compassionate. Malakul Maut responded to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the matters of true believers, in other words, those who have perfect iman, I am always kind and compassionate. And then he went on to explain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I visit a person, and each and every person whose life I am going to take away, so that will be each and every person on this universe 5 times a day. And I am well acquainted with the deeds and the doings of each and every person, and then that is how I will deal with that person when I remove and extract his ruh. But all this happens but by the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is not the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not be even able to remove the soul of a mosquito if it is not the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words here, Malakul Maut explains to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this happens on the appointed time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, and at the appointed place where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. That is why Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi used to say, with regards to Malakul Maut and the extraction of the ruh, that every soul, it is as though on a tray or a platter in front of Malakul Maut. Now you and I know that when we have a platter or a tray in front of us, at our own whim and fancy, we can pick up whatever is over there. If it is fruit, we can pick up any fruit. If it is any other food, we can pick it up. Any grain of rice that we wish to pick up, we can pick up. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed all the arwah, all the ruhs in front of Malakul Maut. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this, and this is the grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system and the arrangement of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then thumma ila rabbikum turja'un, that when this ruh is extracted, that each and every person is going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously the barzakh, the life of the qabr in between, and then the resurrection that will take place, and the standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.